Hello, it's another FA Cup Third-Round Memory show. It's John Gibbons, and I enjoyed yesterday so much, I thought I'd do another one. And, you know, that's what we get to do with the Anfield Wrap, whatever we like. And so this is more of whatever I like, which is Third-Round Memories. And I'm joined by Phil Blundell, by Rob Gutman, and by Neil Atkinson. And I sent through, again, LF History's a wonderful page of every FA Cup game that Liverpool have ever played. I also put some of my own suggestions in there. But, Rob Gutman, you don't listen to any man. You'll have your own thoughts. your own beliefs, your own principles, and your own things to say. So when I say to you, FA Cup third round, Liverpool, what jumps out for you?
First thing that jumped out when you're saying that, John, is I haven't done any research. It's all from the depths of my memory here.
I'm into it.
You sent through a list, didn't you, to us of sort of like interesting FA Cup third rounds from yesteryear. Well, I've got fairly vivid memories of most of those ones, and some of them go way, way back. Do you know what? The earliest ones you sent were to do with the Souness era, weren't they?
Yeah.
There was a defeat at home to Bolton and then a defeat at home to Bristol City where Souness lost his job, both third round ties. And also the other one that sort of jumped out at me was the Benitez one where Jimmy Traore scored that bizarre own goal and we lost 1-0 to Burnley. And both of them, to differing degrees, harken back to an era when the third rounds of the FA Cup was a really big deal. And that managers who fell foul of the third round found themselves under enormous pressure.
Well, I would say with Rafa's one, the nation was angry with him.
Oh, the nation was angry with him, yeah. People were questioning Rafa's right to the job on the back, and that's probably one of the last great callings of the right to the job on the basis of a third round debacle. But as soon as one, I mean, I do remember around it at the time. The Bolton one was just the season before. Well, it was the season before. Yeah. That he felt like he could have gone on the back of that one. I was at Anfield for both those games, and the mood was very, very dark. People were really, really not happy in a way that you can't quite imagine now. I mean, that's, I suppose, because Liverpool first 11s were being put out then. And as the years have gone by, I suppose we're just seeing, you know, if Liverpool get knocked out against Shrewsbury, well, I don't know, if Liverpool put out a youth team, everyone's going to just shrug and go, oh, shouldn't have put out a youth team, really. But no one's going to call for any managerial heads.